Blog Talk Radio.
Of Purpose Broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you tuning in tonight. Praise God. We give God all the praise and honor and glory. Thank God for his presence. And tonight, by the grace of God, we have a special guest minister in the house that actually is not really a guest because he is no stranger to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. And praise God, he was recently anointed and ordained and installed as an elder of New Season Ministries. And we thank God for Elder Hilton Britt that's in the house tonight, and he's going to bring forth a powerful and anointed word from the Lord that God has placed within his belly. And we'll share a little bit more about that as the program continues. But before we go into the study of God's holy word, we always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. And so tonight, listen and be blessed. As Vashawn Mitchell shares with you, there is nobody greater than our God. You can look high and you can look low, but I assure you that you will find no one that is greater than El Shaddai, El Elyon. Yes, he is the one, the only great I am. Our glorious God, nobody greater, by Vashawn Mitchell. Listen and be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
climbed up to the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley. Looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Searched all over.
Searched all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give him the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody
No matter where you look or where you
go. Nobody greater.
Amen, amen, praise God. Nobody greater than you, our Lord. We give God the praise, we give him the honor, and we give him all the glory. Yes, Lord, we know and stand and declare and decree that there is no God that is like or greater than our God. We give you all the praise, Lord. We thank you for your presence. Would you bow your head with me, please, tonight as we go to the throne of grace in prayer? Heavenly Father, Lord God, we give you the grace, we give praise, we give you honor and glory. We thank you, Lord God, for tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to come and share with your people as they join with us in the study of your all-powerful, all-sustaining, never-failing word, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the man of God that you've brought forth tonight, Elder Hilton Britt, Lord. We pray that you anoint him afresh, Lord God. Lord, continue to allow your words and your to pass through his vocal cords, your spirit, Lord God, as it dwells within him, to come forth mightily, to speak forth your word with power, with anointing, Heavenly Father, and we will surely give you all the praise. Now, Lord God, anoint our ears to hear, and Lord, fix our hearts to be able to receive, amen, what thus saith the Lord. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, as I shared with you early on, we have a mighty man of God in the house tonight that does not mind standing and declaring that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that does not mind allowing the Holy Spirit to use him to speak through his vocal cords to bring forth the word of God. And so I just ask that you grab your pencils, papers, Bibles, because I know that he is going to bring forth a powerful and relevant word tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. You will want to take some notes as you study along. Continue to keep us and keep him as well lifted up in your prayers. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the mic over without further ado to Elder Hilton Britt. Praise God. Elder Hilton, can you hear me tonight?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Praise the
Amen.
Lord. So thankful to
Amen.
Be here tonight. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Pastor Constance and Pastor Jasper, for the opportunity to speak the word of God to the people of God.
Amen.
Heavenly
we
Father, we
God.
Give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. Help me to speak as your man and as your oracle this night, Lord, according and being led by your Holy Spirit. For this, we give you all the glory, all, and all the honor, and all the praise with thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tonight's
Amen.
Message is going to be when the earth is filled with violence. We are living in a time, my brother and sister, that the earth is filled and flooded with violence all over the world. There's a spirit of lawlessness and violence that is moving throughout the earth. I believe that the spirit of violence and lawlessness is significant and is one of the signs of the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 and 4, again, Matthew 24, verse 3 and 4, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming in the end of the age? Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you. And we emphasize the word deceives. Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am Christ, and will deceive many. So here we are warned by our Lord of the spirit of deception that will be active and at work, taking souls captive. Before I move forward in Matthew 24, I want to speak about the spirit of deception that the Lord Jesus warned us against, because we are seeing it throughout our lives, in the news, in our daily experiences in life. You have to be able to discern the truth in the lie. The Lord said, my word is truth.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot always receive the words of men, but we must be discerning and know the voice of the Holy Spirit, because he is the Spirit of truth who will lead us into all the knowledge of truth. We must buy truth and not compromise it and not sell it, but hold fast to the truth, which is the word of the living God. The Lord Jesus warned against, again, the spirit of deception. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which we can say, look, this is something new? It has already been here long ago. It was here before time began. The spirit of deception was in the earth long ago. He came down from heaven above. Jesus said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Deception is the devil's choice weapon. The spirit of deception seduces and clouds and perverts and corrupts the perception of those who embrace the lies of the enemy. I'm talking about the end times and how the spirit of deception and lawlessness works to corrupt and destroy men and women. The spirit of deception blinds people regarding the truth of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. I would like to look back into the Holy Scriptures, beginning with where the Spirit manifested itself in heaven. I want to look back at the origin of sin and rebellion against God Most High in heaven. It began with an archangel of the highest angelic rank. His name was Lucifer, whose name meant the shining one, the light bearer, the morning star. Lucifer held one of the highest angelic positions in rank. He was the anointed cherub that covered. He was a guardian angel of the throne of the Most High God. It is also believed that Lucifer led the heavenly worship to God Most High, a gifted archangel. But he allowed the sin of pride to corrupt himself. It was not enough for Lucifer to lead angelic worship to God. Lucifer wanted to be worshipped himself and led an insurrection and a rebellion against the Most High. Let us read Isaiah the 14th chapter. Isaiah the 14th chapter, beginning at verse 12 and 15. Isaiah 14, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Five separate times Lucifer declared that I will do this and I will do that to exalt himself. All angels to God's word in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14 are ministering spirits sent by God to do his will, not their own will. Are not all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Jesus said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now let us remember that the origin of sin began in heaven, and that the archangel Lucifer, who was once known as the morning star or day star, who became the devil, the accuser of the brethren, the slanderer, and Satan, the adversary who opposes all that worship the true and the living God. In Revelation 12 chapter, 7th verse, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And of course, we know that the dragon is Satan. And the dragon and his angels fought back, but he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, the ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was hurled to earth, and his angels with him. And we know that when Satan was cast out by the Father God from heaven, a third of the angels fell with him, and he became their leader. Sometime during the creation of the heavens and the earth, Satan was cast out of heaven to the earth. He came to earth with great wrath and malice against the Most High God, but knowing that he has no power to challenge God Almighty himself, he turns his wrath on Father God's beloved creation, man. When we think about this great salvation that the Father God has purchased for us through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we should be filled with great joy and great honor. Amen. For we are truly a blessed people, because blessed is the people whose God is the Lord. We have inherited, we are a nation of kings and priests unto our God, and we will reign with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven itself, in a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. And we shall have glorified bodies, and he will make us a nation of kings and priests, and we will reign in the midst of our God. And the devil hates that because he has no ability to be redeemed. He has no place of repentance, and he hates man for that. Mm-hmm. The devil hates mankind with extreme hatred. Again, the devil has no power to harm the Father God directly, so the devil directs his wrath against mankind. And think about the provision that the Father God made to atone and redeem Adam from the penalty of his sin. God so loved his created Son, whom he had made from the dust of the earth, that he sent his only begotten Son, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, seated at the right hand of the Most High. He humbled himself and put upon flesh and blood, became a man, and came down to this dark earth to redeem his created Son, who was made of the dust of the earth, our King for us. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. My brother and my sister, whoever you are in Christ Jesus, you are a blood-bought believer, stands in faith, trusting in the name and in the blood and in the new covenant that the Lord Jesus Christ purchased to redeem you and to make you his own. So you are somebody. You are created with eternity in your heart and eternity in your future. The next time you question your worth as a person, my brother or sister in Christ, know that you have a future and a blessed hope that will not disappoint, because your God and your King and your Shepherd will make provision for you in every situation and every circumstance. He is watching out for your good to bring you to a purpose end, not an end, but a new beginning, a fullness that will never be depleted. So whatever you have need of, the Lord is the Shepherd of your soul. He's already given you the very best that heaven has to offer for you and me. How shall he not also with him give you all things that pertain to this life? So fret not thyself. The Lord is your portion. And all that heaven has, he will bring to bear for you. He who feeds the sparrows, he will also feed you, because you are more valuable than they. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Again, consider that when the devil and his angels sin, there is no place of repentance or redemption for them, but only the certainty of an eternal judgment in the lake of fire. Revelations 20 and verse 10. Revelations 20 and verse 10. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur. They will be tormented day and night forever. Revelations chapter 21, verse 1 through 5. My brother and my sister, let us look at our inheritance in Christ Jesus. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, the dwelling of God is with man, and he will live with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. Praise God. For the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new.
Yes.
My eyes are desiring to see this wonderful day, even as yours are. The eyes of my soul long for that day. And I do believe that it is coming sooner than many of us think. I can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, these times that we are living in are as the days of Noah and the days of Lot.
Mm-hmm.
In the Gospel of Luke, verse 17 through 26, Jesus declared, just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed. People were eating and drinking, marrying and being given in marriage, up until the day that Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. Luke 17 through 28. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day that Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. In the day of Lot, remember that the Father God came down and he visited his covenant partner, Abraham. He said, I must tell you what I'm going to do, Abraham, because Abraham was a friend of God. Mm-hmm. And he told him that he had seen and the cry of Sodom had come up to him. So he had come down that he might go and inspect to see if the cry was as perverse as what it seemed to be, or what it was told to be, or what he was told to be. So the Lord came down and he sent his angels into Sodom. And but we remember that Abraham, the friend of God, his covenant partner, that he had begun to intercede for the people of Sodom, saying that, Lord, far be it that you should destroy the righteous with the wicked. And that's a principle. God will never destroy the righteous, hallelujah, with the wicked. We are the people of God. We are called by his name. We are filled with his Holy Spirit. We are washed and cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he sees us perfect in his Son. Perfect, not in ourselves, but perfect in the Lord Jesus Christ, a blood-bought people, the blood stained upon us. So he sees us with the very nature of Christ. So we are called to walk in the reverence of fear of the Lord, to be led by the Holy Spirit, not any familiar spirit. So even as Lot began to intercede for Sodom, he started out with 100. And he came down to 10. If he could find but 10 righteous, he would spare the city for the 10. So, in like manner, God is looking for a holy remnant in this day, in this hour. We should not love this world. We cannot love the world, neither the things that are in the world. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, is not from the Father God, but it is of the spirit of this world. It is of the spirit. In fact, the spirit of the world is the spirit of Satan, because he is the god of this world. He's the god of this world. So we cannot be led. The word says in 1 Timothy, in the last days, there will be seducing. The spirit clearly says that in the last days, there will be seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And that is what we are seeing throughout society, in the media, in every industry. We are seeing the lies and the spirit of seduction and perversion and corruption and immorality parading itself as something that is to be desired. So again, we must warn ourselves and take the warning of the Holy Spirit, and we cannot love this world, neither the things that are in this world. This world is going to be consumed with fire. It is. It's going to be consumed with fire. And then there will be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. So we as the people of God, we love the things that make for the God-type life. We love righteousness. We love truth. We love holiness. My brother and my sister, we must be a holy people, because the Lord is looking for a holy remnant who walk in righteousness, who walk in the reverential fear of the Lord, who are led by the Holy Spirit, not seducing spirits, not doctrines of devils and demons. You look all around you now. It's about Halloween time. We don't have to go far. And you see all this perverse stuff that children's eyes are beholding. It's seducing spirits. And we see that's what's going on in the world to attack our children and the family. So we must walk in righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Luke 17:28. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven. He couldn't find 10 righteous. So the Lord destroyed the city because of the perversion. He destroyed them all. Let us look in Genesis, the 6th chapter, the 5th verse. Again, going back to where the Lord was saying, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. How was it in Noah's time? What was the earth like when Noah, that one righteous man who represented one righteous family in the whole created world, one righteous man holding to fellowship and relationship with the Father God, and the Father honored him. He was the only one spared.
Yes, he did.
Genesis 6, chapter, verse 5. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination in the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now, you think about the world today. As we think about this world that we are living in today, we're not far from that. We're not far from that at all. When what is good is called evil, and what is evil is called good, when what is perverse is celebrated and paraded as something to be desired, which is a perversion, which is an abomination in the sight of our God, celebrated all on our TV screens throughout our nation, exalted and lifted up as a norm. We're not far from that. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved his heart. The great heart of our Father God was grieved. He had made Adam in his image, in his likeness. He had made him to be a king, to reign in this earth realm, given him his spirit. He breathed in him the Ruah of God, his Holy Spirit, quickening his mortal body, that he would walk and hear his voice and walk with his Father in the cool of the day. And he would be his man, his representative in the earth realm, as a king, reigning in righteousness, walking in truth, walking in holiness, walking in the ways of God, in wisdom. And he would be a father to his sons and daughters as Abraham was. It was said of Abraham that I know Abraham because he will bring up his children in the fear of God, in the reverential fear of God. That'll be his seed, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, whom Jesus Christ descended from, God's covenant man. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. When God saw man, he was how man had become so degenerate. The whole human race was degenerated at a demonic level, at an animalistic level. He had made him to walk upright in nobility, in righteousness and wisdom. And here he was depraved and deprived and demonized. So many people in this earth realm today are walking around with demons inside them. Demons inside them. That's why we hear about all this confusion and lawlessness and perversion and wickedness and violence that's going on, because they're walking around demons leading them and telling them what to do and how to do it, and they are responding. Amen. Amen. And the Lord said, I will destroy man as an act of mercy. It was so messed up. It was so messed up. If you could only see how messed up it was, he had to do a reset. He had to destroy it all. But one family, one righteous family, one righteous man who had relationship, who had fellowship, that was his way of life. He walked with God. He walked with God. In him he lived and moved and had to be in the Father.
Amen.
He had constant fellowship with the Father. He had relationship, and he was obedient. He heard the voice of God. He obeyed the voice of God. He did the will of God. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. One family and all the earth, just one.
Yeah.
And God is looking for a people, a holy people, to hear his voice, to obey his voice, to walk in the reverential fear of God. As we might bring heaven to earth. And that is where we are. And that's what he's calling for us for. But Noah found grace and favor in the eyes of God.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the earth, the end of all flesh, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Again, we are looking around today, and there's violence, senseless violence throughout the earth. There's local violence, there's national violence, there's international violence. There are plagues that are falling upon this earth realm, you know, COVID-19 and other, all sorts of storms throughout the earth in every country throughout the world. And the globe is heating up, it's global warming. All these things are happening in this earth. And it's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call. But the thing about it, when God judges the wicked, in every case, there is a pattern. There is a principle of God. When he brought, when Israel was 430 years in the bondage of Egypt, and he sent his man to deliver them and bring them out in Moses, when the plagues fell upon Egypt, the Hebrews and the Israelites were in the land of Goshen. And the blood was applied to the doorpost of their homes. And when God finally struck the last plague, in this point and principle I'm sharing, when God brings judgment upon the earth, when he brings judgment upon the wicked, it's deliverance and salvation for the people of God. He always brings his people out with a mighty and an uplifted hand. Egypt was a mighty power. Egypt was a world power during that time. But by the time the Lord's judgments had broke them, he broke them as a nation, and they insisted that the Hebrews and the Israelites leave. They forced them out, and they went out with the gold and the wealth of Egypt in their hands. And the Lord brought them out, even though Pharaoh later on his heart was hardened because that pride, that devil told him to pursue him, but he pursued them for his own defeat and demise. Because when the Lord opened up that Red Sea for them and they walked through on dry land, their salvation is of the Lord. They walked through with the wealth of Egypt on dry land, and that same sea destroyed the Egyptian army and broke them. When Noah, when he and his family, eight righteous souls, out of all the world, out of the whole world, eight righteous souls, they went into the ark. The Father God closed the door. God closed the door. And the flood came. It propelled them upward.
Yes.
Destruction was all around them. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. No evil will befall you. The Lord is our portion. And again, when Sodom was destroyed, only Lot and his family came out. God remembered Abraham. God remembered his covenant man. And because of Abraham, Lot was his nephew, he brought Lot out in his family. But his wife turned back and looked back and became a pillar of salt. So again, when judgment falls upon this earth realm, we better be rapture ready. I'm not saying it is going to happen in our time, but with all that is going on in the earth realm, it is a real possibility. So we better live rapture ready. We better live close to the Lord. We better walk in holiness, keeping the reverential fear of the Lord our God within our heart and before our eyes. I'm a stranger in this world. My eyes are not upon this world. I know I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. My eyes are fixed upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm looking and listening and walking after his Holy Spirit, delighting in the things that are good and honorable and noble and true and just and right, and trying to be an example that I might encourage others to walk with me. So again, I say, God has not called his people to endure his wrath, but God has called his people to live in that blessed place that he is preparing for us, a fullness that we could never be exhausted or could ever be exalted, a blessed place that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man. That's what the Lord has prepared for us who are called by his name. So we are looking for that day, and we pray that it will hasten. Come, Lord Jesus, come. I had a few more things here I want to share. The sin of homosexuality has been given the reign, and the survival of the traditional family is at risk. By traditional family, I mean one man marrying one woman and giving birth to children, a boy who grows up to be a man and a girl who grows up to be a woman. When God made man in Genesis 1st chapter 27th verse, he created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female, he created them. And God saw that all that he had made, it was very good. God made the man and God made a woman to complement his man. God created this union. and he blessed it and said it was very good. Marriage is the first institution, even before the church, that God himself ordained. Woe be unto them who try to redefine and make it something that it was never meant to be. As a pattern of and model to create the human family to populate the earth, a marriage, by divine definition, is between a man and a woman. Anything outside the original model or pattern is a perversion and an abomination.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Leviticus 8:22. Do not lie with a man as one lies with a woman. That is detestable. The man and the woman were created in the image and the likeness of the God Most High. The glory and the beauty of holiness disclosed them when they were created. They were naked and felt no shame because they walked in a perfect union in love for a season. The glory of God covered them. I believe that the Lord Jesus has a holy remnant who are walking as Noah did in his time, faithfully walking in righteousness, in the reverential fear of the Lord, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and to guide them. And behold, our portion will be a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen. Amen. I pray that the Lord will add a blessing to this word, and we thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank God for that powerful clarion call, a word that has gone forth just to remind us, praise God, of what we, the society, and the nature of where we're living right now. But to that I say, but God, because as Elder Hilton shared, God, there is looking, and he has within this earth, no matter what the circumstances may appear to be, no matter how it looks that the enemy may be reigning high, but God is in full control. And there is a holy remnant, as Elder Hilton shared, within the earth. And God is looking for that holy people. That's the reason why we must continue to be about the work of the kingdom and the Heavenly Father's business. As we shared before, there is that sense of urgency because Jesus Christ is soon to return. We are, all you have to do is read the word of God in the book of Matthew is one chapter. Elder Hilton shared many scriptures to support this topic tonight of when the earth is filled with violence. How are we supposed to respond when the earth is filled with violence? He's gone through the word really from Genesis to Revelation, praise God, tonight. As Pastor Jasper Austin says, he set a buffet before us of the word of God. And I advise you to go back through and read these scriptures at your leisure and just let this word saturate in your spirit. And as it does, allow it to be able to take root so that you will be able to go forth and share with others as we're living in this time and in this season. It is a critical time. It is a critical time and critical season. But God, as we are that remnant, we are that holy remnant. And no matter what, as the word of God says, when you turn to the book of Revelation, guess what? We win, praise God. We win. There is going to be that new heaven and that new earth where Jesus Christ reigns and Almighty God reigns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And there will be no more weeping and no more sadness, no more death. Oh, and the enemy Satan will be banished to the pit of hell forevermore. So we just give God, we thank God that this type of message gives us as believers in Jesus Christ the hope, that hope of God's glory. Praise God. So we thank Minister Hilton, praise God, for this powerful word tonight, this encouraging word, even as we're living in these times. Praise God.
Yes, thank God for the man of God, Ella Hilton Britt. Thank God for the man of God. No matter what, seasons change. The word of God does not change. God said, I change not. So that doesn't change the word of God. It doesn't change the principle of God's holy divine word. No matter what season you are in, it doesn't change God's word. God's word, clear and perfect, very precise, powerful, established into it. So the word of God does not change. Amen.
Amen.
One man, hello, one woman in marriage. Hey, man, that's still going on today. That's still part of God. He organized the institution of marriage, amen, to one man, to one woman, praise God, coming together in unison, coming together in unity, amen. They're part of the family dynamic that God set in order in his biblical foundation, in his biblical principle. So that's still going on today.
Yes,
it does not change. The word of God did not change. Amen?
No, it does not.
Okay, how much man think he had come to light, evolved, but the word of God did not change, amen. It's still powerful, it's still relevant. Even today, to Jesus' return, is still the word of God.
Amen, amen, amen. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines tonight. If you'd like to join in to be able to share your comments regarding this word, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. If you have questions, if you have encouragement for the man of God tonight. What a, again, powerful word. Praise God. We thank God for him. Mother Pat, praise God. Just 1 second. We're going to go ahead and dispatch you in. Hallelujah. Hey, good evening. How are you? Praise God.
Good evening to my brothers and my sisters. That was a very good word. And I got stuck on one thing. And that was when Elder Brick kept on saying everything was Satan say, I said, Lord, that's a one-letter word, I.
Mm-hmm.
But in the very beginning, Jesus said, that's us. So that let you know he was not just a one-person God. He was for the whole human race. And then when he was talking about all the different things, that the deception, the spirit of deception is rampant on this earth. And that is so true.
Yep.
But then he also encourages that with God, we his children, he's going to take care of us no matter what we see. But we have a job. We got a job to go out. I'm going to say it again. We got a job. Let's go fishing. We got to fish for the souls. Because a lot of people are being so deceived. What that, like he said, call what is right wrong and what's wrong right. They are so deceived and blind by the things of this world. But we that are bought, blood bought, thanks to God, we got the answer. We got the answer for this dying world. And so therefore, with that being said, that was a very good word, an encouraging word, Elder Brick, and that our eyes are open to the deception of the devil, and we know in the end, we win. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God, Mother Pat.
Amen.
Mother Pat, I got a word for you. Watch out for the TFL. Watch out for the true fakers of our faith, amen. The true fakers of our faith, who you want to watch out for, because they're out there, amen.
Yes, the deceivers, amen, amen, amen. Is there another? Thank you, Mother Pat, for sharing those words. Because as he was talking in the scripture, and it continued to say, enemy said, "I will." That is an indication and a reflect pride that was within Satan. He thought that everything, he was self-exalting himself above Almighty God. And again, that is one of the tactics of the enemy. And we see that even so much in the world today of people filled with pride, refusing to give Almighty God the credit for anything, that they want to take all the credit there to be as far as that which they've accomplished even in their own lives. Many people, all they will say is I. But it's what without the blessing and the grace of God, there is absolutely nothing that we can do without the grace of God and the power of God. So it's not, be mindful of those that exalt themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is a tactic of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Always give God glory for whatever that you've accomplished, because it has been only by the power of God.
And that part of that lust of the flesh.
Yes.
And pride of life.
Amen.
And the lust of the eyes.
Amen.
There ain't nothing new. The enemy doing that from the very beginning. He's doing that. Strategizing and doing those different things. He's doing that even today.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. We don't have, I don't see any other hands up to indicate that they want to come into the studio. Oh, here is one. Praise God. Caller number 3258. Praise God.
Amen.
Go right ahead, please. Lord
and Savior Jesus Christ, and to Pastor Jocelyn
Amen.
Constant Whitehurst and the ministry.
Amen.
I'd like to thank Elder Brick for such a powerful word. Let us know that it's right visible in our face, in our
mm-hmm.
families, and all around
mm-hmm.
us about how much the devil spirit of seducing and deception is all around and is seeking to devour even us as Christians if it can. But there's one thing we thank God that Pastor Constance said, the grace of God, and what Elder Brick says, the Holy Spirit and the Word
mm-hmm.
of God. And if we don't cling to that more closely than ever before and be praying for one another and loving one
mm-hmm.
another. I remember my mother saying that after a while, said love will wax cold. And I heard that when
mm-hmm.
I was little, Elder Brick and Pastor Jasmine Constance. But
mm-hmm.
as she got older, she saw it. But as I'm growing older, I see it changing into that more and more. But one
mm-hmm.
thing we got to remember, we have a choice to make. And we have
we
a right to repent of our choices when it's wrong. But the enemy try to fool you and think that you should settle for your mistake. Don't ever settle for your mistake. Always repent and confess. And I want to thank Elder Brick for bringing all the word of God to let us know we are in the last days, but God still got his timing on this, and only he
mm-hmm.
knows when Christ is coming back. But we got to, like Mother Pat says, stay ready and be ready
mm-hmm.
at all times
mm-hmm.
to stand up for
mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. God bless you and have a good night.
Amen. Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God. Thank
praise
you,
God.
Elder
praise
Green.
God. Amen. Thank you, Elder Green. Also, the different type of love. You know, the different type of love. Love of men and wife. Pose different type of love. But God, the God of love, unconditional love, and divine love. Hey, that's from everlasting to everlasting. That's a different type of love right there. That divine love. But then the other kind of love, they're suspect. But God, divine love. Going from everlasting to everlasting, unconditional love, that love go beyond measure. The great little deed is carry love. The love of God is greater than all the others. Have a love.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Is there another tonight? Elder Green said something powerful as well. She said, cling to the word of God. That is the way. As the word of God says, those that will endure to the end, that's the way that we're going to endure to the end. Staying in the presence of God, clinging to his word, which means being obedient, praise God, to the word of God.
Stay in prayer always without ceasing.
Amen, amen. But praise God, there's not another. We don't want to end the program with giving the opportunity for you to get to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. And Romans 10, 9 and 10, amongst other scriptures within the Bible, shares that all we need to do is just believe in our heart and confess with our mouth upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God raised him from the dead. And so all you need to do is, as it was talked about even tonight, if you know that you don't know the Lord, if you know that you are in a backslidden position, all you need to do is just simply repent. Repent, because the Lord Jesus Christ is standing right there with his arms open wide, ready to receive you unto himself. It's just as simple as saying, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I repent of my sins. I know that you are the Son of the living God, this world, and that you lived and you died for me and the sins of this world while we were yet in our sin. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us that we would not have to suffer and die and have a penalty of death, eternal death. We have, when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, your name is written down in the Lamb's book of life.
Indeed.
Absent from the body is present with the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. And so all you need to do is just pray that simple prayer. And when you pray that prayer and sincerely ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart, acknowledging that he is the Son of the living God, then all you need to do is just receive him because he welcomes you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are no longer doomed to eternal hell, but you receive eternal and everlasting life through the precious shed blood of Jesus Christ. And so if you said that prayer tonight, we welcome you into the kingdom of God, into the body of Christ. Your eternal salvation is secure, and we give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Well, we're out of time tonight, but we thank God again for Elder Hilton Brent bringing forth such a powerful and anointed word. This is one of those words that you let resonate in your mind and in your spirit, and it allows you to be able to continue to go forth and hold on, because God has, Pastor Jasper said, changes not. Hold on to his unchanging. We give God all the praise. We give him all the honor, and we give him all the glory. Go forth and have a wonderful week and a blessed time in the Lord. And to God be all the glory. We love you, and God bless. Good night.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. If you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes. I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Listen. Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
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 Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
Figured out, and you're watching us now. when it looks as if we can't win. Wrap within your arms and step in, and everything we need you supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you made a way when our backs were
against the wall, and it looked as if it was over.
Lord, you made a way, and we're standing here.
Only because you made a way.
And
Come on, We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming. And it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
Yeah. they've said a snare and a trap. I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
You just say one.